Dan Le Batard.
Sports.
Stugatz.
More sports.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Chris Jericho had the greatest run in the history of this show as a celebrity prognosticator. His run is over. We'll have a new celebrity prognosticator later in the show. I'm very sad. Mike, I was hurt during the break. That's why. But Pauly Shore going to join us now on the Shell Penzol Performance Line.
Is he not the celebrity prognosticator?
No, sir. No. Pauly's just coming on because he's Pauly.
That is the only reason that Pauly is coming on. Okay, we will talk to him in a second. At Le Batard Show is where you vote on the polls. We have to, though. Pauly Shore has been at the height of entertainment. Pauly Shore, if you've seen that Comedy Store documentary on Showtime, and it's exceptionally artfully done, you know that he comes from a family of comedy that has basically birthed every major comedian in America across the last few decades. So we're going to talk to him about that in a second. But first, this is the height of entertainment. Christine Lisi and her kazoos.
And finally, having a hairy chest has been linked to higher intelligence in men. Unfortunately for Stugatz, hairy ears have not.
Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, appreciate
thank you, Christine. Appreciate that.
Can we just sink into this for a second? Because Mike's been laughing, and I've been laughing, and I'm holding in my laughter, and I'm certain the shipping container is as well. I did a ridiculous, clunky, not very professional pivot once I realized that Pauly Shore was not the celebrity prognosticator.
You've mailed it in, Stugatz.
You have spent
the entire show this week, every day of this week, just talking with Cameo. Like, you are not paying attention to what we're doing around here.
Laying out the string, Dano. But what I was going to tell you was you were equally as confused. And I just, Mike and I have been laughing for a couple of minutes. We both thought that Pauly was coming on to make NFL picks. I mean,
that is what we thought. Yes. But the celebrity prognosticator is coming on later. That explains why Stugatz mentioned Chris Jericho,
yes.
But I also thought that's the reason Pauly was coming on with
us. I can
understand
why you would think that. There seems to be a certain theme over the years with celebrity prognosticator. I believe Pauly has probably been part of it with us once before. I'm not exactly 100% sure on that, but he is not our prognosticator, Dan. That's for later in the
Pauly
show.
Pauly is also on Cameo, $325 per video. Stugatz is threatening to break all the Cameo records. He's got a new movie, Guest House. It's available on Netflix today. You can also get it on Blu-ray and DVD. Thank you, Pauly, for making time for us. I'm curious what your thoughts were on the documentary on Showtime, 5-part series on your mother's store.
Well, first of all, what's a prognosticator?
It is somebody who predicts games.
Oh.
Predicts what?
Predicts games, or predicts things, actually, and in our case, games, sports events.
Well, can I predict how this interview is going to go?
Yes. How is it going to go?
Oh, friends! That's going to go good. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
I don't know what you just did there. Can you translate?
Well, you don't know. I didn't know what a prognosticator was, and you didn't know what I just did. It's perfect.
Fair point.
Yep.
Do you want to pick games with us or answer the question I asked you?
Yeah, no, I like the documentary. I thought this was a story that you know, needed to be told. And I think that's why everyone came out and told it. And I thought Mike Binder and the producers did a great job, you know, telling it. And I'm happy that my mom has now been cemented in, you know, into the psyche of, you know, to the mainstream public of who she was and what she did for comedy and, you know, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you know.
For those who don't know, can you explain it to them, Pauly? For those who haven't seen the documentary, because I really thought that it was illuminating in terms of there's never been, that I know of, any kind of precedent for the amount of talent that place churned out.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to maybe Motown. You remember Motown back in the, was it the 60s or something, or 70s, when, you know, all those bands, Marvin Gaye and the Temptations and Smokey Robinson, they all kind of came out. So it's the same kind of feel where, you know, in the 70s and 80s and 90s, you got Richard Pryor and Sam Kennison and Robin Williams and David Letterman and Howie Mandel and all these guys, you know, came off the bus. And you know, and there was a store, and there was my mom, and this is the place that developed their talents, and they went off to do their thing. You know, Jim Carrey was a big part of that as well. You know,
well, you're so close to it, Paulie. I'm curious because there's so much I learned during that documentary, and one of the things that I just simply had no idea about. The idea that Jay Leno and David Letterman were writing for Jimmy Walker. This might have been something that was totally normal to you, but I'm watching that. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. How the hell did that end up happening? Were there factoids in there, or what do you think are the most amazing things in the story of the Comedy Store?
Well, you and I look at, you know, Leno and Letterman as these huge kind of TV personalities, but just like everyone else, they started somewhere. So that's where they started, and, you know, and Dave was, you know, the host, and he was a writer, and Jay, and you know, and it was, that's what it was. It was, you know, it was the 70s, you know, it was the 70s, you know what I mean?
And so. were there facts in there, though, that to you were super interesting, or did you know everything that was in there because you lived it?
No, I pretty much knew all that stuff. I was just, I think Mike Binder, the director and producer of it, I think, you know, he'd been at the store since the 70s. So Mike came out, Mike Binder was a young comedian, and he was like the youngest comedian. I think he was 19 when he started doing stand-up at the store. My mom really took to him because he was like kid comedy, you know, and he was like the right person to tell this story because he actually lived it. I think if maybe they got a different director or producers, then maybe it wouldn't, all these little stories wouldn't have come out as well, you know, because Mike was there. So yeah, that's why I think it came out the way it did.
He's got a new movie, Guest House, available on Netflix today. You can also get it on Blu-ray and DVD. So Pauly Shore would say, from the Comedy Store, he's watching one act on stage, the most electric of all the sculpted craftsmen who have been through that place. You would say the one guy above all others. Could you pick one above all others where you would say that guy?
Yeah, I'd have to say Richard Pryor, probably.
Just like that. So he was able to go in there right from the beginning, and nobody was ever able to do it better from the very beginning.
Well, I think that Richard just had something. It was weird. You just didn't know what it was, but it was something. And it was when he got introduced on the stage, it was almost like Jesus Christ was kind of walking in the room, you know, whether it was through the public's eye or, you know, the comedians, they would all stare at him. And he's just, I don't know, there was something just so cool about him and so funny about him that, you know, I got to witness that. And, you know, we all saw, you know, his, you know, Live on the Sunset Strip, Richard Pryor Here and Now, all those specials and shows, they got developed at the store. I was able to see it at such a young age, you know, when he was developing it. And, you know, and then obviously Eddie Murphy was amazing, you know, when he was popping, and Sam Kennison was pretty great, and George Carlin, you know, all those guys were there, yeah.
What do you make of the complaint that so many comedians have these days that we're too politically correct, we're too careful, that the point of comedy is to push all of these boundaries and comedians feel handcuffed?
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, it's a shame that the society is created this kind of, you know, the censorship, and it's sad, but it is what it is. I mean, hopefully, I mean, Chappelle, I think, is one of the only comics, and then Bill Burr, I think, are the guys that just don't care, you know, about what people think, but everyone else isn't at their level, so everyone's kind of, you know, performs a little bit with eggshells, you know, when they're on stage, they don't kind of over go crazy, And I don't know. It's just a weird ass time in the business, in the entertainment business. Even Hollywood itself, I mean, you notice everyone's kind of moving because it's just gotten too PC and it's gotten too sensitive. And it's, Hollywood's not Hollywood anymore. I mean, it, you know, as a kid, you know, growing up, you dream about coming to Hollywood and just being crazy and having fun and doing movies and all that stuff, and now you show up on the set, you got to sign, you know, all this paperwork, you got to wear a mask, you can't say hi to anyone. It's just, it's a shame, you know, it's a shame, but we have the internet now to express ourselves and to, you know, create our own destiny with that. So that's kind of cool. There's no censorship really on there, so you can do whatever you want on that.
Pauly Shore with us here on ESPN Radio has a new movie, Guest House. It's available on Netflix today. You can also get it on Blu-ray and DVD. I'll ask you about that in just a second. But, Pauly, you seem sad. You seem a little bit bored. Not with the interview, just because pandemic, quarantine, staying inside. Pauly Shore was not meant to stay inside. Pauly Shore was meant to fly.
That's right.
I am wondering, what's the weirdest thing you've done during this pandemic?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If there's anyone a people person, that's me. I love people. I love walking around. I love high-fiving people, hugging people, making people laugh, that interaction. It's been taken, you know, but like I said, you know, I have my, you know, I know it sounds corny, but I have my YouTube page and my Instagram and my Facebook and all that stuff, so I'm able to kind of express myself through that. And you know, you got to just kind of play by the rules. The vaccine is here, and I think we're all going to be better. I think we're all a little bit more thrashed from this experience, you know, being taken from one another. But I think that, you know, when this thing is done, I think we're going to actually appreciate sitting in Starbucks a lot more than we did back, you know, a year ago. You know, these things you take for granted, you know, I think are going to be, you know, more, I don't know. We're just going to, I think, be better towards each other is my thought.
What are you excited about as it relates to your new movie, Guest House?
It's raunchy.
Well, I think the movie itself plays well. I think it's definitely escapism. And if you like, you know, American Pie or The Hangover or, you know, that type of kind of comedy, that's what this is. You know, it's a very simple premise. You know, I play a guy that won't leave out of the guest house, and trouble ensues, and there's a great cast. You got Bobby Lee and Eric Griffin, and Steve-O's in it. Billy Zane is in it. Lou Ferrigno's in it. His son is in it, Lou Ferrigno Jr. And it's just this, you know, silly comedy we did in 2019, you know, before the pandemic, and it's out now. I think it's done pretty well. It's been, I don't know, it was on DirecTV and Amazon and all that stuff, and now it's made its way to Netflix, so hopefully people will enjoy it. I don't know.
I have a child.
Billy, you smiled so much, Billy. You smiled. Was it Billy Zane? Was it Lou Ferrigno's kid?
You were made
happy by that list of people. Again, check it out, Netflix today, Guest House. You can also get it Blu-ray and DVD. Pauly, always good talking to you. Thank you for making the time, sir.
Welcome to Miami.
Gracias.
Don Levitard.
Apology denied.
Stugatz.
Hashtag unfollowed. Puppet.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. If you missed out, we'll get to that. That's conversational. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
A reminder, again, that if you want more Poppy in your life, if you want the rest of us in your life, after January 4th, we are leaving ESPN Plus, ESPN Television, ESPN Radio. They are blessed platforms. If you would like to continue to get Levitard and Friends, Levitard and Family, the place you could do it after January 4th is by making sure that you have access to South Beach Sessions, to Mystery Crate, to Stupidity, and to the Levitard and Friends podcast network. We were talking earlier about Celebrity Prognosticator. Billy, what can you tell us? It's coming up in about 10 minutes. Chris Jericho, Le Champion, is gone. What can you tell us about what's coming up in 10 minutes? You got a goofy, anarchy smile on your face. This will not be a big celebrity, correct?
What? What are you? Whoa. I mean, hold the phone. First of all, I just sent the person the Zoom link, and this person may or may not arrive a little bit ahead of schedule, because that's happened in the past. Friend of the show, someone we haven't spoken to in some time. I think a fan of yours, one of our more memorable moments of 2020. I mean, I feel like you guys know who it is at this point.
I think this guess is quite strong. It's a good, strong guess that you booked. And if you're hearing this, just know that I'm sorry.
I heard some Mel Kiper and Billy there. Did you?
I heard Billy disoriented, but we've got to get everybody out of the way right now because the most special guest in the history of the show is here to make fun of Stu Gatz.
Oh, God.
My mother joins us now on ESPN Radio. And, Mom, just tell the people, tell the audience of the time at Sedano's wedding when you and Stu Gatz decided to drink together.
No, we didn't decide that. I didn't barely knew Stu Gatz at the time. So very friendly and courteous, he came and he said, can I get you a drink? And I'm not a drinker, but when I do drink,
yeah, get out of the way. Everybody get out of the way. Yeah, everybody get out of the way.
A friend of my husband, a Mexican called Nacho, expert in tequila, he told me, say, if you drink good kind tequila and you don't mix it with anything, you don't get drunk. So he taught me how to drink tequila. So when Stu Gatz asked me, I say, okay, I get a shot of tequila. And he looked at me, his eyes pop out of his face, and Dan came and said, don't dare her. So, of course, he did. He said, I dare you. How many can you take? And I said, I can take a lot. So he gave me a shot of tequila. We went to the table, and every 10 or 15 minutes, he will bring me another shot of tequila. I will drink it. He will drink another one. And I don't know how many he did, and I was fine.
Yeah, and he was under the table.
Yeah.
At the fifth time, Stu Gatz was sleeping.
That's right.
All over the place. And he said, you're not drinking tequila, you're drinking water. This is Stu Gatz, you're the one bringing me
this. Yes, that's him. He thinks everyone's cheating, even when he's in control.
I accused her of drinking water.
And how drunk did Stu Gatz get? What were the problems at the wedding for Sedano?
Well, we said, I don't know that. Well, that was with Mike's wedding. He drank before the wedding. And Cynthia's tail got stuck in the entrance.
Yeah. The wedding?
And yeah. He tried to help her, and instead of a step on it,
yes.
Yeah.
And Cynthia almost walked.
Yes. That was an 11 a.m.
wedding.
That's
funny because I remember saving the wedding. That's the way
you
remember it.
Almost tripped the bride.
Yes.
Now, one last question.
I was drinking in the church.
One last question for my mother about Stu Gatz. Tell the people about the time you saw Stu Gatz gambling alone on a cruise ship.
Oh, no. No.
Well, no, he was in the same cruise with us, with his family. So I'm trying to find him, you know, to spend, you know, quality time with him and his family, and I couldn't find him. And I go through the casino, and there is Stu Gatz pass out against the table.
Well, hold on. No, no, time out.
No, wait a minute. Back off. No, back off with your sausage finger lies. Continue that story, Mom. Passed out at the table. What happened?
All the ships were all over the place. So I was ashamed of saying hello to him. So I just walked away. I never saw him. He wouldn't have recognized me anyway. He was.
See you later, Mom. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for nothing. That is straight talk. It is brought to you by...
You tried to cover it up!
I did.
Don Levitard.
You guys need to see Waterworld. Group outing.
What?
This weekend, my house.
What do you mean group outing?
What?
You're going to have everyone over your house to watch Waterworld?
Yeah, we'll Periscope it.
Stu Gatz.
What a terrible idea.
Yeah, it is. Not offended if you don't invite me.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stu Gatz on ESPN Radio.
We have a new celebrity prognosticator. Chris Jericho finally lost. He's the record holder, though. I am delighted by who the new celebrity prognosticator is.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. We've gone from professional wrestler and an American gladiator. We have gone to the world's strongest man.
Yep, and like all guests, he joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Log.
Very excited about this, even though I have no idea how much he knows about American football. We will get to him in just a moment. Magnus for Magnuson, you are right, Billy. Brought an immediate smile to my face.
Yes.
It was a glorious time during the pandemic to have him around for several days. And I'm hoping to ride this out over the next several days again to continue to have him on and have this end with him breaking something in his bare hands in a way that gets us the payoff we have been waiting for many months.
There are not many people who, upon seeing them, make me smile. Greg Cody is one of those people. I did not think it was going to be Magnus for Magnus.
Congratulations, Magnus. Yes. You have reached the heights of Greg Cody makes us smile. It's the highest honor we bestow around here. Now, unfortunately, we're not actually up as much on Colin Cowherd as we need to be. It's only six games.
Wow.
Despite Le Champion's run, but before we get to Magnus for Magnuson, let's check in with the Kazoos and Christine Lisi.
And finally, a teaspoon of honey is actually the life work of 12 bees.
The life work.
What?
That's a lot of work for not a lot.
That's right. That is correct.
Right.
That is
solid
a lot of work.
Solid breakdown there.
Thank you, Christine. That is a lot of work for not a lot. Magnus for Magnuson is with us now. After 14 weeks, this is still too close for comfort, Stugatz. We are 40-34-1. Colin Cowherd is 34-34-2. So he's at exactly 500, and Magnus for Magnuson joins us. The lines are provided by Caesars William Hill. It is nice to see you again, sir. Do you know anything about American football?
Well, a little bit. I haven't been following it too much lately, but I have my team, so we did a little digging and
Hopefully we came up with the results. Okay, you've got some research here. All right, so you've got your team of researchers. Now, football, American football players are wimps, correct, according to Magnus for Magnuson?
Well, everyone's a wimp.
Yes, all of them are weak, and they are not they are not strong men. They are fake strong men.
Yeah, I can't understand why I wasn't offered to play.
Yes.
It's weird.
It is.
Actually, when you think about it, that's weird.
What do you imagine yourself doing in American football? Do you
dominate?
Do you enjoy collisions and violence? And do you enjoy being stronger than other human beings when they dare to confront you?
Oh, you know, in my strongman career, I wasn't just strong. I was really fast and explosive as well. And I could run.
Oh, wow. Really? That's terrifying.
You know, being, 275 pounds. I still run the 100 meters in 11 seconds.
Oh, dear God. You're a monster from another galaxy. What do you mean you still run that fast? How old are you? How do your knees still work after all those?
I did. I'm that weight still, you know?
You'd be the best player in the Jets. I mean.
Like 3 months ago, I just had the knee replacement, so I'm not running really fast these days.
Well, how does this? We talked to you about that. You were headed into surgery like the next day. I've been told that knee replacement surgery, the rehab is awful, but also your pain threshold, has it been awful for you? Because you're a crazy person when it comes to pain threshold.
Well, it hasn't been too bad, actually, and I'm fine. It's a little swelling in it still. I got the pretty much all the movement. I can bend it all the way to 120 degrees right now, which is only 5 degrees off the other leg, which is, you know, which I'm scheduled to do also. And they told me they would do, I asked the doctor when is the next knee's going to be done, the other one. He said, well, 6 to 12 months. But I wanted done in beginning of January, so it's going to be 4 months.
Okay, right now you want it. Of course, you're on the timetable, and if the doctor doesn't listen to you drag his face on the floor.
I just want to shorten the whole recovery time.
Yes, I understand. Let's shorten everything up. Yes. Now, what is Magnus for Magnuson just a total wimp about? Will you ever jump on a chair if there's like a mouse in the kitchen or anything? Like, is there anything that Magnus for Magnuson is scared of that we would say, come on, toughen up, Magnus. You need to be a little bit stronger than that.
None of these little animals really bother me. We got over here by this house, we got cats, we got chicken, we got rabbits, we got a dog. So
nothing.
There are some mice around here in the garden as well. So, it's all fine. But, I've been to Africa, like South Africa, and the animal that kind of gave me a scare was actually the hippo.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Back off, mister.
You take
that's
it.
Right. Yeah. That's right. You'd be scared of me. I'll come charging at you. What you going to do about it?
Magnus, do you have a jar of marshmallows behind you?
Yes, yeah, a good question.
I think it is, yeah.
I thought you didn't eat that stuff. I thought you don't put any bad calories in your body. You're a machine of rage eating. What happened? What do you mean marshmallows?
It's the vibes.
Okay, very good. Let's
you know, I don't know.
All right.
I think we found your weakness.
Yes, we have. Let's go ahead and do this with Magnus for Magnus in World's Strongest Man.
Well, you can see a little thing. Here you can see, this is actually, you can just see the tip of it. This is a horn from a buck reindeer.
Right. That's right.
That you kill with your bare hands.
Yeah, you did
right?
that with your bare hands. That is the look at him. Listen, laughing maniacally. Yes, of course he killed a buck with his bare hands. Let's go Bears at Vikings. Again, the lines provided by Caesars William Hill. Vikings are -3. Who does Magnus for Magnuson have?
Okay, what do you say? Vikings, Bears against Vikings.
Okay, you're
there.
Cheating.
But go Bears.
Yeah, but you've got to go Vikings. Right? Of course, because you are a Viking. Right. Patriots
well,
at
Dolphins. I would go Viking, of course.
Yes, okay, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Patriots at Dolphins, who do you have? Who does Magnus for Magnuson have?
Well, I always like the animal Dolphins, so I'll go with that.
All right, the Dolphins are -2. The 49ers at Cowboys. Cowboys, a 3-point underdog at home. Who does Magnus for Magnuson have?
49ers against Dallas Cowboys. 49ers.
The Buccaneers at the Falcons. Falcons +6 at home. Who does Magnus for Magnuson have? The Buccaneers. The Buccaneers. You're a bit of a Buccaneer.
There's a buck right next to you.
Yes, a Buccaneer. A buck that you killed with your bare hands. Are you cheating?
He's doing calculations.
What are you doing?
You know, you have to write these things down before we get online.
I agree. I always do.
Are you scrolling on your computer? Is that what you're doing? What is happening here?
On my phone.
Okay, Buccaneers at Falcons. Falcons are +6. Does Magnus Ver Magnuson know where the Falcons are from? Does he know what city they play in?
Nope.
Perfect. Who do you want? The Buccaneers of Tampa Bay or the Atlanta Falcons? Falcons +6.
Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. Chiefs at Saints. Saints +3. Magnus Ver Magnuson has?
The Chiefs.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. We're very excited, Magnus. We're going to talk to you on Monday, okay? We'll pick back up with you on Monday. All right, we'll talk.
I have one question before we get. It's been driving us crazy all week. Do you think the Washington football team is perfectly positioned for a deep playoff run?
Well, you know, I don't think anybody is really perfect for anything these days.
That's correct. Right. That is correct. Yeah. That is the proper answer. Thank you, Magnus.
Excellent.
We appreciate having you on. We will talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right, guys. Take care.
All right.
Delightful.
It's Stugat's favorite time of the day.
I want him to carry me around. I just want to spend my life in his arms. I really do.
The protection.
Yeah. It is. Just like a baby. I just want him to hold me. I want to be in his bosom over his shoulder. When I eat, he burps me, and that's it. Like, we just live together. Advance Auto Parts, people. I do. It's what I want. It's my dream. It's all I'm working toward here. It's why I want to have him on forever.
Don Libertard. It's Friday. I'm getting into the weekend. I want to get my drink on. Stugatz.
We've got to open up the club. Open it.
Open it. Open it. Now.
What is the computer buffering?
There it is.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a better life.
Hold on. Get sad. Turn this up. The last club at ESPN. Turn this up.
Oh, man. Forgot about that.
Shout out to the 20 people that get what we're doing.
That many. What are we doing?
This is the last club at ESPN. We have been doing this bit for many, many years. It disappeared for a while. Mike Ryan wanted it gone forever at one point. A real strategic error of judgment from Mike Ryan. Here comes the defense. No defense? You're going to sit out the defense?
I don't remember it quite like that. But.
So it is time to open up the club as we head into the weekend for the final time at ESPN. An assortment of sounds from the week. I suspect we will be hearing from Smokey Robinson. Let's do it.
With no supporting music on television or the podcast, just as God intended.
This is a bummer, okay? This thing has been whittled down in a way that it is almost dead because of rights and everything else, and we're not allowed to play music. Regardless, on January 5th, we will be paying for all of this ourselves, I think.
And I'll be on Cameo.
I will have to pay for all of this in order to get any musical rights at all.
I think on January 5th, we're going to start taking some chances.
Okay, yeah, but also, I'm going to have to pay every time Debbie Deb makes an appearance. Billy, I was hoping, I don't know, did anyone end up talking to Debbie Deb about, Tony, you were looking into Debbie Deb doing the last club here. What ended up happening there?
Still looking for her, Dan.
Okay, very good. We are looking to do a live club with Debbie Deb at some point. Let's see. You haven't even contacted her. All right, hold on. Turn the music down and let's bring Chris Cody in here again to do it. Yes, right, yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. Let's do it. Turn the music down, Chris. So the people on ESPN Plus can get their fill of Chris Cody. Go ahead and do it.
Boom, boom, shh. Boom, boom, shh. Boom, boom, shh.
What's the first sound in the club, Mike?
Just sound.
Oh, I want to play that again. We got to play that again in the post-game show. We got to play all of that again. What's the next sound in the club?
Darkness descended and draped the sky. A redundancy of mood matching midnight.
There was really no need for a howling wolf there.
Yes, there was.
Who else is in the club?
It's midnight, Dan.
The golden voice must be free to fly.
No need for an eagle there either. Who else is in the club?
A month when snow falls and pages
turn. No needs for a page turn. There's the page turn. Who else? We don't need a page turn.
No, you did. I said no, page turn.
No, we didn't. Who turns pages that loudly?
Sausage maker.
Who else is in the club?
Hey, Margo, how you doing?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hey, Margo,
yes!
How you doing?
Glory be to God!
Hey, Margo, how you doing?
Yes!
And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka.
Yes, happy Chinooka to you all!
I have no idea what Chinooka is.
Yes, Smokey!
God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka.
Yes, all of you, enjoy the Chinooka. Who else is in the club?
People were speculating last week that your name was actually Ian Eagle and that you switched it around when you became a broadcaster.
Uh-oh. This is going to end up in a bad place. Oh, let's see what Ian Eagle does to Billy here.
Billy, my dream was to become a broadcaster. When my parents said, what do you want to do? I said, Mom, if I could just be a professional broadcaster.
Second one wasn't necessary.
Billy's just staring at us isolated.
His parents raised a jerk.
Listen, you were tremendous. I'm not certain you should have pursued. You shouldn't have pursued a career in stand-up broadcast. A stand-up comedian.
It happened. They had the sex.